Yeah, morning guys, morning everyone. Well, the good news is that the Prime Minister is out of hospital. Boris Johnson was released today after spending 7 nights at St. Thomas's Hospital, and remember, he was in intensive care for 4 of them. He is on the mend, he's been discharged, and he's put up quite an emotional tribute, really, to the National Health Service. He says that, make no mistake, it could have gone either way. It was touch and go. That's how serious it was for the British Prime Minister. Boris Johnson is out now. He whizzed back to Downing Street. He got out of the hospital without any camera seeing him or that. Went into number 10, picked up some personal belongings, and he will now recuperate for some time in the countryside in Buckinghamshire at Chequers, which is the Prime Minister's country retreat. And that is where his fiancée, Carrie Simmons, remember, who is heavily pregnant, that's where she has been for the last couple of weeks. So they're back together, and Boris is on the mend. But overall, a terrible weekend, really, here in terms of COVID-19. The UK has now gone past 10,000 deaths in total. So it's not getting any better. We are well and truly in the middle of this crisis, but the Prime Minister is out of hospital and he will return to work when he is fully 100%. Elsewhere this weekend, some very sad news from the world of motorsport. Sir Stirling Moss, British racing legend, has passed away at the age of 90. Now, he never actually won the title. He finished runners-up several times. He came third as well. Won a total of 16 Grand Prix. Amazing guy. Absolute racing legend. And by all accounts, a very, very good man as well. He's passed away from a chest infection, not thought to be in any way related to COVID-19. But Stirling Moss, dead at the age of 90. And I thought a lovely quote from his wife, Lady Moss. She said, "It was one lap too many. He just closed his eyes."